Maxine Miles is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. While appropriate for all ages, Maxine Miles contains mild language, depictions of adult characters smoking, and instances of danger.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
From Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio, you're listening to Maxine Miles. This is Chapter 1. Hastings.
A happy, happy Monday. We're almost there, folks. The annual Hastings Harvest Festival is a mere week away, and what a festival it's going to be. This is the big one, the Big 5-0. Almost as old as me. And I won't be the only piece of Hastings history there. We've unearthed the original banner from 1947 and we'll be hanging it over the town square. Which brings me to a grim bit of mayoral business that I have to address. This morning, we discovered...
Cutting it a bit close, aren't we?
If I leave in the next 2 minutes, I'll be fine.
Guess I'm making these eggs for no one, then.
Sorry, Joe.
Just take an apple or something at least. So did you sleep past your alarm?
No, I was up early working on the first quarterly for Environmental Club.
Oh, hey! You got more kids to join.
Well, not exactly.
Well then...
It's a dumb rule. I don't see why you need 10 students to sign up in order to make a club. It's not my fault no one else cares about the environment. Principal Jennings can't stop me from distributing important literature about the climate just because I don't have an actual club.
Maxine?
I know. Don't harass the principal. You're not going to get any calls from him this year, I promise.
Good.
You know, most people get calls from the principal because their kids are in trouble. You should be proud of me.
I am proud of you, Max, but your poor middle school principal went entirely gray in 3 years.
A coincidence.
And you've got a fresh start with this one.
Exactly. And he's already coming around to my way of thinking. I just know it. He's just used to being caught up in soccer and whatever the Archers want, but that... Never mind. It's fine. I'm not going to get caught up in Hastings High politics. I'm going to focus on what really matters.
Mm-hmm. You'll be home for dinner tonight?
Yep. I'm going to the library after school, but I'll be home after.
And are you going to be doing your homework or spending time on the internet?
I can do research on the internet. It counts as schoolwork.
I don't know about that.
Joe, it's 1997. One of these days, you're going to have to learn how to use the internet. Gotta go.
Be good.
You too. Principal Jennings, can I come by later to talk about the Environmental Club?
Now's not a good time, Maxine. I
know, that's why I said later.
Get to class, Maxine.
I've still got 5 minutes.
Did you hear?
That Principal Jennings is a great shirker of responsibility?
Still giving you crap about Environmental Club?
It's a stupid rule. You know, if you said you were going to join, I bet I could get 10 people to sign up before homeroom.
Listen, I care about the environment too, you know I do. But between the school paper and the fact that my dad is still pushing an after-school job at the quarry, I just don't have time for anything else. Jennings is going to come around eventually. I know he will.
You've got that right. He has to listen to me about this, or...
What? You're going to annoy him to death?
Shut up, Ross. I was talking to Riley.
So, did you guys hear?
I was just about to tell her.
What? What happened?
Someone spray-painted the town square.
What?
Yeah, with all this anti-Hastings stuff.
Hastings is hell.
Wasting away in Hastings.
The archers are assholes.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple of specific Archer ones. Ransom Archer is a liar.
Whoa, what?
That one was actually on the Atticus Archer statue.
Someone's clearly got a beef.
Ooh, are you guys talking about the graffiti?
Oh, hey, Theo.
Hey.
What? I don't get a hello?
Hi, Jenna.
Can you guys believe that something exciting actually happened in Hastings?
Do
they know who did it?
No word yet, but apparently the mayor is pissed.
I mean, are you surprised? Hal's been mayor for like 1,000 years, and nothing like this has ever happened before.
Do you think they're going to cancel the Harvest Festival?
And miss a chance to go on and on about how Hastings is the backbone of Americana? I doubt it.
Some of us actually like the festival, Ross.
Maybe those of us still living in the sixth grade.
Oh, come on. Wait, none of you were planning on going?
And do what? A hayride?
Bob for apples?
I mean, there's lots of stuff. The bookstore always does half-priced books. Theo, you like that kind of thing, right?
Oh, I mean, we are kind of too old for most of this stuff now.
Right.
I'll probably be going, Max. Maybe we can meet up.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thanks, Riley.
Riley, you coming?
Yep. See you guys.
Bye, Theo.
Bye.
What do you want, Teller?
Nothing. Just surprised you didn't have a million questions about the graffiti.
What are you talking about?
Seems like your kind of thing.
What makes you think you know what my kind of thing is?
We've been next door neighbors since we were 2 and locker neighbors since the 6th grade. I think I know you pretty well at this point. And I know you love sticking your nose in town business.
Physical proximity doesn't automatically equal emotional closeness.
But I'm right, aren't I?
Bye, Ross.
I heard they've already got a cleaning crew on it, so if you want to get a good look at it, you should go right after school.
Whatever, Ross.
How long is this going to take? I need this cleaned up now.
We told you, Mr. Archer, we gotta get to the roads and the wall first, then we'll get to the statue.
This is my great-grandfather right here. Do you realize how long my family has been in this town? We built Hastings.
And Mayor Hal is in charge of Hastings, and he wants the roads cleaned up first.
Hey, how long have you guys been cleaning this place up?
Since this morning.
There was that much?
Or they're working extremely slowly.
There was that much.
Was it all anti-Hastings?
Mm-hmm.
All in the same handwriting?
I don't know, kid. I wasn't taking notes.
Oh, I see. It's, Max, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're that kid that likes solving little mysteries and stuff, right?
I've been known to help out.
I'll give you $20 if you can find out who vandalized our statue.
That's okay. I don't want your money.
What? Why?
What time did you get into town this morning, Mr. Archer?
What? About 10:30.
And all of this was already here, right?
Obviously. Hal apparently discovered it this morning on his usual 6 a.m. power walk.
Did you notice it when you left the tavern last night?
How do you know I was in the tavern?
Were you?
Yes. No, it wasn't there. Or at least if it was, I didn't notice it.
And what time was that?
11:30 or so?
I thought the tavern closed at 11 on weeknights.
When your name is on it, it closes whenever you want.
Right. And the message, it seems, pointed.
Yeah, I'll say.
Can you think of anyone who might want to call you a liar? Publicly? Like, very publicly?
Whoever they are, they'll have to contend with my lawyer.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
You figure out who did it yet?
Why does everyone automatically assume I'm trying to figure out who did it? No, not yet. Want to help me ask around town?
Can't. I've got to go to the mayor's office.
Could you tell him to speed up his cleaning crew?
Sure, I'll get right on that.
Hey, don't get smart with me.
I wasn't...
Oh, come on, seriously? You're gonna do the planters before the statue?
Okay. Guess that's the end of our conversation.
That guy is such a dick.
Riley!
What? You're gonna disagree?
He was being sort of helpful. At least I know that the vandals did this after 11:30 and before 6 a.m.
Really tight window there, Max.
It's a start. Why are you going to the mayor's office?
Just an interview for the paper.
You're doing a piece on Mayor Hal?
No, just general town stuff. The new mining project, the 50th festival, the new innkeeper.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I can't believe someone actually bought that place.
Apparently she's from New York.
Like, the city?
That's what I've heard.
Wow, that is so cool!
100 years! That's how old this statue is. If my father sees this, we'll all be in deep shit.
I can't believe that that is the guy who's going to inherit half this town.
Maybe he's not as bad as...
As what? He seems? His dad? As the way he's always behaved?
Okay, fair point.
Sorry, I don't mean to... It's just frustrating, you know? The Archers care so much about their stupid family legacy, the Archer line. That stuff just isn't important. Family is what you make it, not who you share DNA or last name with.
Are you okay, Riley?
Yeah, sorry. I'm fine. Just sick of this place.
I get that.
Do you?
What?
Come on, Max. You love Hastings.
It has its charms.
Only you could be looking at anti-town graffiti and complimenting the town at the same time. You really always see the best in things, don't you?
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I gotta get going.
Good luck with your interview.
And good luck with your mystery.
Thanks. See you tomorrow?
Yeah. Hey, Max. Don't ask me how I know this, but the graffiti wasn't here at 1 a.m. Might help you tighten that window.
Wait, what? Riley!
See you, Nancy Drew.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Excuse me. Do you have any books on the history of the area?
Yes, that shelf back there is our Hastings history section. Mostly old newspapers and pamphlets from town events. Though there are a few books on the mining industry in the Archer family, one of the founding families of the town.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's very helpful. Do you have any maps? Old maps, especially, would be helpful.
Old maps won't help you learn the place very well now. We may not be on the cutting edge, but Hastings has changed through the years.
Oh, it's, I just moved into the old inn, and I'd love to get my hands on the original blueprints if I could. Even what the street used to look like would be a great help.
Oh, you are the new owner of the Mapplethorpe Inn!
Yes, Alana Honeywell. Nice to make your acquaintance.
It's delightful to meet you, Miss Honeywell. That's a great property.
It is.
You can find blueprints at City Hall.
I'm sorry?
If you're looking for old blueprints of the Mapplethorpe, they'll have them at City Hall. I'm sure Mayor Howe would be happy to help you personally. He's a really nice guy, and he loves all that town history stuff.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Maxine. This is Maxine Miles, one of our more precocious residents.
That's a new one.
It's lovely to meet you, Maxine Miles. I'm Alana Honeywell.
You're from New York.
I am. How did you know?
As I said, precocious.
It's a small town, and I've lived here my whole life, so...
I see. Well, Maxine Miles, it is extra lovely to meet you then. I've only been here about 12 hours, but I've gotten the distinct impression that I'm the first new person in Hastings in...
A million years?
Something like that. I could very much use a guide.
Oh, one Hastings, New Hampshire guide at your service. You've only been here 12 hours?
Something like that. I got in late last night.
The inn is right on the town square.
Yes, it is.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? I'm home!
In the kitchen.
Hey, can I have dinner in my room?
Well, hello to you too. Why, are you feeling okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just have a lot of work to do.
You can't take half an hour to eat dinner at the table?
Did you hear about the graffiti?
In the town square, yeah. I saw it on my way into work this morning.
Mayor Hal said he might delay the festival if they can't figure out who did it.
So let me guess. You're going to figure it out.
Well, think about it. It was almost certainly a high schooler. I mean, pretty juvenile prank, right? So they probably used spray paint taken either from the theater department or the mines, which narrows things down considerably. Based on the interviews I've conducted, the graffiti was most likely sprayed between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., which means that it's probably someone who lives in a short walking distance to town or has a car, because who's going to walk a mile in the middle of the night in the middle of October to just spray paint some rude phrases that they must have known would have been power washed away in a second? Plus, Miss Honeywell said she saw two people in Town Square last night around midnight, one of them wearing what she thinks might have been a Letterman jacket. Though she's not sure, because obviously she doesn't know what our school colors are yet. But if she is right, then I would bet my life that one of those people was Cody Thompson, who lives right off of Main Street and whose brother started working in the quarry last month. I mean, some of the graffiti looked like the same color as the stuff they used to make the markings for the detonation spots. Now, I can't be sure, because by the time I got to Town Square, half of it was already washed away, and I don't know who the second person is yet, but I'm close. And I think if I just spend some time looking through the yearbook, I'll be able to piece it together.
How on earth?
It's been a very productive day.
Yeah, I... Who's Miss Honeywell?
She's bought the old Mapplethorpe Inn. She just got to town yesterday, from New York City. I met her at the library this afternoon. Oh, she's beautiful and smart and way too cool to be in Hastings, of all places.
I didn't even realize that old place was even on the market.
I guess someone in her family knew Mrs. Mapplethorpe. I think it was one of those private deals. I don't know. Anyway, you see now how much work I have to do, so if you don't mind...
Oh, come on, Max. The Combs are coming for dinner.
What?
Well, yeah. Walt and I set it up when we were playing cards last weekend, and...
Theo Combs is coming here? Tonight?
I thought you liked Theo.
What? Who told you that? No, I don't. I don't like Theo.
Wait, he's not a bully, is he? Because not that I'd expect that from Walt's kid, but I hear that's a real problem in schools these days.
What? No, Theo is not a bully. He's really kind and smart and he's sensitive and he's got great...
Oh, I see. Oh, you like Theo, hmm.
Wait, Joe!
What? No, that's great. Like, I knew he was a good kid.
Oh my god, I'm not... You can't... I do not like Theo.
It's okay, I won't tell. Though, you know, if you two wanted to go and get some hot chocolate after dinner, that would be okay with me. You're almost 15 and freakishly responsible, so long as you aren't gonna... park anywhere?
I'm going to sink into the ground and die if you don't stop talking right now.
Right now? Okay, no, I'll stay out of it. Oh, that must be them. I should open the wine. Max, can you get the door?
What? No, I have to... I can't...
So, Theo, how's your freshman year going?
It's going okay. Thanks for asking, Mr. Miles.
You can just call me Joe, Theo.
Right.
You're enjoying your schoolwork?
Yeah. We're doing Frankenstein in English right now, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, I love that book. Max, you didn't mention you were doing Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah, we started it last week. It's okay.
Not a fan of horror, Maxine?
Well, no, it's not that.
Well, Max isn't the biggest reader in the world.
What? No, that's not true.
I feel like every other time I see you, you've got your nose buried in some book.
I do. I mean, I like reading.
Of course you do. I just meant that Maxine reads a lot of nonfiction. A little scholar.
Joe.
Fiction is all that Theo reads.
Yeah, pretty much any kind of literature. Novels, poetry, whatever.
Yeah, me too. I love all that stuff.
Really, Max? I didn't think you liked poetry.
Oh, yeah. I read it all the time.
Really? Who's your favorite poet?
Oh, Hemingway?
Huh. I don't think I even knew that Hemingway wrote poetry.
Yeah, he wrote some stuff. Well, I mean, obviously, he's most famous for his
novels.
Right, his novels, but his poetry, it's good.
Cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Walt, any news on the graffiti artists?
Nothing yet. The mayor is awfully worried about it happening again, but I told him it's probably just some kids blowing off steam.
Not a criminal mastermind.
I doubt it. Still, I'm sure we'll track them down in time for them to volunteer at the Harvest Festival. I would have left the graffiti up until those responsible could clean it up themselves, but you know how.
I think Max has some theories about who might have done it. Isn't that right, kiddo?
What? No, I don't.
Ah, that's right. Our resident amateur sleuth.
Oh, you're still into that stuff, Max? The, like, Harriet the Spy stuff?
Oh, no, definitely not. I just heard some things when I was in town today, that's all. While I was on my way to the library to see what new books they had. I need some new reading.
Of course.
I've got to do homework.
Well, wait, Max.
Thanks for dinner, Joe. It was good seeing you, Mr. Combs. Sheriff. Sir. Theo. So damn stupid.
What's stupid?
Not now, Teller.
Rough night?
I said not now.
My night was spent convincing Mr. Beatty that I wasn't the one who stole his garden gnome, which was not successful because I'm pretty sure Ansel stole it and put it in our shed.
Isn't Ansel like 7?
Oh, and already the Antichrist, yes.
I thought Charlotte was the Antichrist.
All of them, spawns of Satan.
They're your siblings. Wouldn't that make you spawn of Satan too?
Mr. Beatty sure seems to think so.
Well, maybe if you weren't so rude to him all the time.
Oh, he's creepy! You have us as the buffer zone between your house and his. You don't realize how creepy he is.
He's a lonely old man, Ross. Pick on someone else.
I don't pick on Mr. Beatty. So what's going on with you? Did I see the Combs leave earlier?
Yeah, they were here for dinner.
Oh, what's Theo mean to you?
What? No, why does everyone think that?
I don't know. No one's that quiet without some kind of ulterior motive.
You don't always have to see the worst in people, Teller.
And you don't always have to have blinders on about everyone, Miles.
I don't. After all, I see you for who you are.
Right. Whatever. See you at school tomorrow, I guess.
Have you seen Riley today?
Good morning, Jenna.
So, seen your locker mate recently?
I don't know. Vandalized any beloved town landmarks recently?
What?
Cody Thompson is your boyfriend, right? I have it on good authority that he was one of the people in the town square the other night, and there was someone else with him. And you weren't wearing nail polish yesterday, even though you always wear nail polish, which suggests to me you had to use remover on your hands. Maybe to get off some spray paint.
God, you think that you're so smart, don't you, Maxine? Always putting together little clues and mapping out timelines. Here's a timeline for you. Cody and I broke up at the beginning of the summer. And I didn't have nail polish on yesterday because I got a manicure with my sister after school. See? You could have just asked me, Max. You don't always need to prove that you're better than everyone else.
What? No, that's not what...
Would all students please report to the auditorium for an emergency assembly? All students to the auditorium.
What's that about?
Whatever it is, I doubt it's good.
Why do you assume it's bad?
The sheriff just walked in.
Settle down, please. Settle down. We'll get you back to class in a moment, but Sheriff Combs is here with a very important announcement.
Good afternoon, students. We've got ourselves a bit of a situation here.
Is he actually going to call someone out for vandalism in front of the whole school?
Shh.
Now, this is a serious matter, so I need everyone to pay very close attention. About an hour ago, we discovered that Riley Stevens has gone missing.
Maxine Miles was created by Lauren Shippen and is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. This episode was written and directed by Lauren Shippen. Dialogue editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions, with editing assistance from Lorianne Davis. It featured Jordan Cobb as Maxine Miles, Mike Cefalo as Ross Teller, Ishani Kanikar as Jenna Ambrose, Morgan Elgarten as Theo Combs, Michael Smallwood as Uncle Joe, Sean Jane as Sheriff Combs, Josh Rubino as Mayor Hal, Andrew Nowak as Ransom Archer, Jacqueline Landgraf as Lana Honeywell, Pacific Obadiah as Principal Jennings, Chris Boyke as crew member, Lauren Shippen as librarian, with Brigham Snow as Riley Stevens. Original artwork by Shay McMullen. For more information about the show, please visit MaxineMiles.com and follow @AtypicalArtist on Twitter and Instagram. Maxine Miles is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you for listening, and keep curious.